siempre sin visitar Emporio.
Larry on.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready for rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Missouri Conservation Communicator of the Year. NWTF National Outdoor Communicator of the Year. Inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Scoot in close to that campfire. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is your host, Ray I. With the Peanut, the Vulgar Vogler, and Matty G. Rainy, rainy day. Be careful out there. Nasty coming in. Nasty, nasty.
There's some thick water spots there.
Yeah, thick water spots. That's the Vulgar Vogler. Of course, Matty G's running the show. Before we get, so we don't usually do shout-outs, but we've got quite a few having coffee with us this morning here at the campfire. From the Bunker Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNS 590 The Fan, and Joel in Kirksville, and Ron Cricket Freeman's at the cabin up in Ohio, and we've got folks all over the country, so we want to just say good morning, and let's have a sip of coffee together right now. Here we go.
And live mobile on demand.
Live mobile on demand, baby. How about this rain, huh? Can you believe this, Vulgar Vogler?
It keeps going.
Like we ain't got enough problems. A lot of people out of electric today. Our Matty G's out of electric. He's brought his food to the station to put into the freezer here because he's got no electric, baby. Thousands of people without electric. Rainy drive-in. Like the folks down there need more rain, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Down in Eminence area. We're going to have a great show lineup. We're going to do a quick report from Billy Smith, our Ozark reporter, about all the river conditions and stuff in segment two. And then we're going to get check in with Jim Anderson at Shady Lanes Hotel, right?
Cabin. Yes.
Down in Eminence, the mayor of Eminence, about the Ozark flood damage, river report, and update. We need to get an update. I understand we were visiting this week that the upper current and some of the upper Jackswark may be open now. But now with this rain, who knows, right?
Tough.
Then we're going to go down and visit with Indian Creek. We're going to have a steward on, Stuart Ruley, with Indian Creek. He's back from his turkey marathon, running all over the country shooting turkeys. Talk to him about Indian Creek shooting systems. And then we're going to talk a little bit in segment five. You've asked for it. Thank you for all your input. I had no idea you all would have liked my rambling as much as you did, Vogler Vogler.
Yes.
You and Maddie told me yes, and I was hesitant. Wow, great response. Thank you all. So I'm going to ramble, and also I've included my turkey hunt. From the Ozarks.
Ozarks?
Ozark Turkey Hunt's going to be in that segment as well. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I like it.
Then we got Strand, Midwest Outdoor Studios. Oh, we're in the studios. I've messed that one up, Vogler Vogler. Call me Vogler Vogler.
Hey, Vogler Vogler.
With Midwest Outdoors Magazine. And then we're going to go run out and see Linda. We're going to talk about the guns from Mossberg used on the Ozark Hunt and the Oklahoma Hunt. And then we have a brand new story time. So throw another log on that fire, pour you another cup of coffee, right? Thomas Coffee.
Good.
And we're going to go back to yesteryear at story time and talk about a store-bought mouth yelper. First store-bought diaphragm calls in the store in the late 60s. Nobody seen a store-bought mouth yelper back in the day. It's brand new. What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty good.
We are going to try to get a hold of Billy Smith here in segment two. We've been going back and forth depending on cell service and such, and I have a bit of a report from him we can read if we don't get him, but he just texted me just a second ago and looks like we're going to be able to get a hold of him.
Excellent. He's so. fun to deal with.
You got anything for me this morning?
Missouri Department of Conservation finished chronic waste testing for season.
Oh, yeah.
With no recent cases found. 9 previously reported positives were found for the 2016-17 out of 25,575 deer tested, which concluded and that there's only a few deer, so we've got hardly any in this state.
Well, that's good news. That's from all the testing. They're going to test again, though, aren't they? I mean, yeah, like deer season, the areas that had it.
Yeah. And it's so simple.
Yeah.
And it gets back to the old check-in stations. You're sitting there talking. You get to walk around and see all the other deer that have been taken in your area. It's a neat thing to do.
Okay. What else you got for me?
National Archery in the Schools. NAPS.
Oh, I heard about that.
National Tournament and NAPS International Bow Hunting Organization was held May 11th and 13th. That was last week. It did happen. More than 14,490 student archers in grades 4 through 12 from 670 schools competed, and including 857 Missouri residents from 45 schools.
Maybe I can start thinking now. Hey, what text messages are popping here this morning. We got one from Joel Shipman says, good morning, guys.
Missouri SARS, how do you say that? Sarcoxy High School was crowned national champions of the national tournament.
What a nice.
A Missouri team.
That's awesome. Got another text here says, love you guys. I'm not sure if that says Fred or Bruce.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Sarcoxy High School archery team set the record for the highest NAPS national score with 3,465.
Nice touch on the rain music. That was very nice, Betty G.
It was.
Thank you.
It set the mood.
Well, you got time for another one. Don't stare at me while bug-eyed.
Time for another one?
Yeah.
Any of these yet?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Don't you have any local news stuff like that? Look at him panic. I love it when he does that.
No, I've got upcoming Conservation Federation of Missouri event.
There you go.
Explore the Outdoors in Springfield. CFM Explore the Outdoors Springfield event is taking place on June 17th. Attendees will enjoy a private behind-the-scenes tour, the Wonders of Wildlife Museum.
Yeah, that's out of Bass Pro Shops, right?
And this event is in partnership.
Yeah, I think I just woke up.
Pro Shop at the White River.
Are you awake,
Matty
G?
Center. And it's
Unfortunately,
you wrote this.
Hey, your girl's on the TV, bud.
I like her.
The amazing facility won't open to the public until later this fall. Pull for the conservation.
I think we're boring peanuts. She got off her chair. She's over on her pillow, snoring already.
Pull for the conservation in St. Joe will be held at Geiger Shooting Range
in
St. Joseph, Missouri, Saturday, May 20th. Today.
That's today.
2017.
Yeah, if they're not rained out, is it raining?
Longtime CFM supporters, Northwest Missouri Electric Co-ops. 8 a.m. registration, 9 a.m. shooting, 11 a.m. lunch.
Hey, a shout out to Murray Anderson, too. He was in St. Louis yesterday. Didn't get to see him. He's back at the shop this morning listening to the show, having a cup of coffee. We'll have a cup of coffee with Murray as well.
Woohoo!
Yeah. We need to go back to the Ozarks, Vogler.
Oh, good.
Remember
Ozarks.
When we did the remote with Murray and then we went to the river and had all that fun?
Yeah.
We need to go back on a scouting expedition for picking blackberries and stay a couple days and go to the river and scout the blackberries and then go back and pick berries.
Is that the one where the river came up on me and trying to see a fat guy with a cast?
Yeah, that's where the older lady with the cigarette and no teeth was hitting on you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With the back brace and the one leg in a cast and she was in the river.
Holy cow.
I didn't need that image back in my head.
That was an image.
This
yes, it was.
That water came up quick and turned to chocolate milk and then came all the way up to where everybody was sitting. A guy was still cooking chicken when we left, and that water was like 2 feet from him and coming up fast.
And you were trying to tell him. And the people, and that
I've
lady
seen
and
it
her
before.
Kids came up.
Yep.
They looked at you like you're nuts.
And they started down to the river. It didn't take them long to come back. They can't put them kids in that river like that.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, we're going to take an early break because we got a lot of show to do. We got a lot of good stuff. We're going to talk to Billy Smith in the next segment. And with that, we're going to go out to commercial break and see you all on the other side, baby.
With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange. But I wish it would rain.